This is GQDN for Monday, May 23rd, 2022. And in this update, we talk about some Sea of Thieves, Crossfire coming to other nations, mainly over here in North America. Xbox as well, maybe a little bit of PlayStation update as well. But today, we start with a very huge announcement. And we're going to begin with Polygon.com and Activision Blizzard did threaten union organizers, and apparently this did happen before the NLRB vote. So there were some threats going out, and apparently nothing did happen. So there's nothing that's available to us right now as to what the threats were, but the people that were going in for the union did go in to vote. In fact, this is a quote from the National Labor Relations Act, and it says, quote, respond to a union organizing drive by threatening, interrogating, or spying on pro-union employees, or by promising benefits if they forget about the union. That's what employers cannot do. So now we go from that to the follow-up, and the Raven Software Union vote passes 19-3. So the Game Workers Alliance just showed a picture saying Happy Union Day, we won. That was We Are GWA on Twitter. And Jason Schreier, at Jason Schreier, and I do apologize if I get the name wrong, said on Twitter, it's now official. Testers at Activision-owned Raven Software have voted to form the U.S. video game industry first major union. There were 19 votes for and 3 votes against. So this has just happened. And that's after a walkout, after 12 QA workers' contracts were not renewed. So now, Activision Blizzard has to deal with a union. And so now does Xbox. But does this violate the contract, or does this violate the deal? That's something that we will definitely keep our eyes on. But for now, Raven is now a part of a union. Not the full Raven, just the QA workers. Now we go from there to Xbox Cloud Gaming. Okay, so this comes to us from thebusinessofesports.com, and they're saying that Xbox is working with TV manufacturers to bring cloud gaming to your screen. Now, I did hear something about this on the official Xbox podcast, so Major Nelson, you did good. But I wasn't exactly sure as to what was going on. Now I can see that it's going to be cloud gaming. And with smart TVs available and smartphones and so on and so forth, it does make sense. It does make sense that Xbox would do this. But now that Xbox is doing this, could we see PlayStation do it too? Steam could do it. I'm in full belief of that. So what could happen? Very curious indeed. Now, we go to DualShockers, and they said that the days of play are coming, and they are coming this week. Now, the full list, I don't quite see. They did put it up on YouTube, but I'm not going to get into that right now, okay? So we don't know what the full list is, but that if you got PlayStation, you will know. Come May 25th. That's only 2 days from now. And that goes all the way to June 8th. So, a little over a week, essentially. Basically, 2 weeks of the days of play. And you better believe that the official PlayStation podcast is going to be very busy with this. In fact, that they have. But we'll see what happens. And maybe this other article from DualShockers would say that maybe it's Fortnite. Maybe it's Fortnite. Because apparently Pac-Man is coming over to Fortnite. So what could we see from Pac-Man? Maybe some helmets, maybe some armaments. I don't see, like, weapons. Could be shooting out pellets. I don't know. Maybe you could dress up as a ghost. Just saying. You could actually show up as a ghost. That'd be fun. Yeah. I don't know. But if you play Fortnite, there you go. Pac-Man is coming. Another thing that's coming, and this is the last article from DualShockers.com, is Crossfire Legion. So Crossfire has apparently been pretty big out in Asia. Okay, it's an FPS, and it's a versus game, so it's going to be one of those fight type thing. But we're going to say in North America, it comes May 24th, so tomorrow, at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Europe, tomorrow, 3 p.m. UTC, 4 p.m. BST, 5 p.m. CST. And Australia at, I'm sorry, May 25th at 1 a.m. AEST and 3 a.m. NZST. New Zealand. Yeah, that's Australia and New Zealand. So, and the game will be priced at $29.99 in the U.S., $23.99 in Europe. But there's no pre-order available, which means you can purchase and play it right after launch. So that's going to be very, very interesting. I can see a lot of downloads, quite possibly for the game itself. Not me. Probably not me. But you guys do. Hey, play what you play. Now we go to IGN. And we gave you some of the schedule as to what's coming on the Saturday podcast, the weekly podcast. But Wednesday will be Warhammer Skulls. And this is a little bit more detail. Like, we know Netflix is on Monday and Tuesday. But the Geek Weekday is on the 6th. And Tuesday, June 7th, will be film. Okay, so we're going to be doing some movies and shows, whatever. Wednesday will be Black Voices in Gaming. And we're talking about June. Okay, Wednesday, June 8th. And then next three gets, day three, animation. So, hey, there you go. Thursday officially begins the Summer Game Fest. They also have Upload VR Showcase. And we're going to have Netflix Day 4, Stranger Things. Friday is all IGN. Oops. Wait a minute. Netflix Geek Week 5 day. And they're doing games. So Netflix games. Tribeca Games Spotlight. Freedom Games Showcase 2022. Saturday. Guerrilla Collective Showcase. Wholesome Games Direct. Future of Play Direct. NetEase Games Livestream. And Sunday, Xbox Bethesda takes the stage. And then you have the PC Gaming Show. And of course they have their little list of where can you watch this. Well, it's IGN, right? Look, just find it up on Twitch or YouTube. If you like IGN, then so be it. Fine. But it's also on Apple TV and Roku, Pluto, Samsung TV Plus, Amazon Fire TV, and Android TV, just all that stuff. So you can find it in just about anything. Okay. Now we go to Destructoid.com and Nintendo. They are continuing to patch and fix N64s and Switch games. Basically like Star Fox, Dr. Mario, and Mario Golf. So, and Kirby 64. So, if you have Switch and you're trying to get all that N64 on Switch, there you go. They're still patching it. And we end up with Sea of Thieves via Polygon.com. And at Sea of Thieves says, the fate of the Golden Sands is in your hands. Secure supplies to help rebuild, or answer the summons to ensure it remains in ruins. Set sail and contribute to this community decision in the next Sea of Thieves adventure, Lost Sands, from May 26th to June 9th. So if you're into that, get it done, me hearties. Arr. And while you're sailing on the internet, go find thegroupquest.com and then go find thedawnforge.com. You can see all of us on Twitter at thegroupquest, I am at Joe Brum's, and all the Don Forge is at Don Forge. This has been a Don Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved due to my bad pirateness. So we'll see you tomorrow with maybe bigger and better puns. We'll see. Go play some games, people.